always finding that music clip to introduce the next segment. We'll have the sustainable Santa here before we wrap out the segment with Dr. Sky. I forgot to ask him the most important question. He seems to have an answer for everything.
What is that?
What's going on with the Arizona Corporation Commission?
I don't think that's his expertise.
Golly, man.
It would take a lunar eclipse to explain anything
cow.
In politics.
Man, that is a story unfolding. It's going to be hilarious when we can look back on it 5 years from now and say, remember the days? I got an email yesterday, and the sender was Doug Ducey.
To Rosie Romero? I didn't get one.
So, boy, when you make it to the governor's email list.
You're special.
I don't know how special I am. It was probably asking
for money.
No, it wasn't. He has started a campaign about getting email out and saying, I want you to share this information with your Facebook, your Twitter accounts, and get this out there. And it's all great things about Arizona. We've got a governor that's like on a PR campaign to let the world know how great a state we are. And I'm all about that. I'm all for it.
Well, maybe that's why you got the email.
He sent it at 5 road trips that are must see in Arizona, okay? And then they've got the 5 reasons why Arizona is a top destination for families. Then they've got the campaign. It's up in downtown Mesa, fostering a kitschy rock and roll heart. Hispanic businesses grow as entrepreneurial and cultural roots spread. It's just a multi-article, compact little newsletter about how great Arizona is. I wonder how often I'm gonna get it.
It's a great resource.
Yeah. So from there.
From there, I don't know how you make that transition, but we go to Sustainable Santa.
Sure.
I had the opportunity to meet him at the Heirloom Expo it was 2 weeks ago now in Santa Rosa, California. The entire exposition was about heirloom seeds, heirloom livestock, back to the roots of eating. And he's got an incredible message, and I think a lot of people need to hear it. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning. And you know that with the connection, the transition is Santa has naughty and nice lists, etc. Well, obviously your governor has a naughty and nice list too, and he's emphasizing the nice. So that's perfectly appropriate. I mean, you should be proud of whatever you're doing, no matter how big or little it is. You should have confidence in yourself, and congratulations to him. Maybe I'll touch down long enough to meet him. Next time I'm flying over Arizona.
You'll have to let us know what's in your Santa bag for him when you come.
Well, politicians, frankly, don't need much. They have a lot going for them just on their own strength. But anyway, good morning. How are you? Boy, that Canyonland stuff sounds really neat. You're lucky to live in a place where you have so much history, all that Anasazi Indian stuff around and all these great roots of civilization that you can explore. That's fantastic. Anyway, here we are. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Why sustainable Santa?
Yeah, I am. That's me.
And how did you become this?
Well, I became Sustainable Santa, which, by the way, is a federally registered trademark. So I actually am that. I became that after being a mall Santa for many years and, frankly, losing by doing what they preached up at the Heirloom Food and Seed Festival by embracing basically a whole food, mostly plants, diet. We do eat some fish and some poultry, but beyond that, not very much meat, a lot of fresh vegetables, a lot of nuts, a lot of lots of things that simply are part of a good, healthy diet. I guess you'd call it a Mediterranean diet or a paleo diet or a blend of the two, etc. And 80 pounds just simply fell off my body. I never counted counted a calorie, never stood on a scale. My clothes were telling me that I was losing weight. And unfortunately, the companies that I worked for, and they were the people that take the pictures in the malls, said, well, you're under contract, and you got to look the image, so here, wear this pillow. And I thought, well, this is never dawned on me. You know, there I was, 280-some pounds, and it never dawned on me what a crummy role model this is for the children. So I looked into it, and, of course, history tells us, like our Anastasi history of Santas tell us, that the original Santa, who lived in what is now Turkey, he was the Catholic Bishop of Myra, and his name was Nicholas, and when he later was canonized, he became Saint Nicholas. He died in the year 323. That's a long time ago and long before modern medicine, but he lived to be 73 years of age because he ate the type of diet I was now eating, basically whole foods, mostly vegetables, you know, a lot of olive oil and a little duck, a little chicken.
And we only have about 2 minutes left. So
2 minutes. So,
three rules of eating.
Well, I became Sustainable Santa, and then I found that I had a lot of colleagues that wanted to do the same thing. And we come up with three rules that we pass out at Christmas time that are designed to get the kids off the junk food. The three rules first one goes to the fact that American children eat out of boredom, habit, or sadness. They go into 7-Eleven, buy a Cheetos or a Slurpee just because it's there. So rule number one goes like this. Romy, if you're hungry, eat an apple. Well, Romy, you say you don't want an apple. Would you, Romy, if you're not hungry enough to eat an apple, you're probably not really hungry and the thought will pass. Rule number two is treat treats as treats. Now, there's nothing wrong with a cookie on Christmas Eve. And there's nothing wrong with another special occasion treat like a cake on your birthday, the most important day of the year. But don't make that cookie, that cake, that cinnamon bun, that pizza a daily or weekly affair. Treat treats as treats. And the last one, Romy, and this is the one your colleague or your mom's going to help you with, and it's called the S rule. It goes like this. No sodas, no second helpings, no between meal snacks, no added sugar, no added salt, and no sweets except, Romy, on days that begin with the letter S, which, of course, is Saturday and Sunday. What happens is, if we can keep you off all that stuff Monday through Friday, by the time you have it on Saturday or Sunday, it won't taste the same. And you begin thinking, why am I eating this stuff? And that's, of course, the key. That gets them off the junk. And then we put our Santas in farmers markets where they can experience eating whole foods and really good stuff.
And you can find more about where to find them at a local farmer's market if you go to rosieonthehouse.com. Go to our blog and select Sustainable Santa from the Heirloom Expo post.
As well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.